It's time for the Vintage Truth Podcast with best-selling author and Bible teacher, Jeff Kinley.
Welcome once again to the Vintage Truth Podcast. I'm Jeff Kinley, and I am very excited to be with you here today because, you know, there's so much going on in the world. There's so much internationally that's happening, so much in our own country. There is a lot of divisiveness, a lot of things that are really kind of parting, making our country divide right now. And, you know, I want to make sure that that we understand one thing really, really clear. You know, people think that unity is the greatest thing that we could ever do. One world, one together, let's all get along, everybody in perfect harmony. You know, ideally, that's the way that, you know, we want things to be. However, as we're going to see in today's podcast, because of the nature of truth, that will never happen. Did you know that? Until the day that Jesus Christ reigns upon this earth, there's going to be conflict. And some of it for unrighteous reasons, and other times for righteous reasons. But either way, there's going to be enormous conflict on the earth. Now, why do I bring that up? Because today I want to talk about five reasons why truth matters in the world today. You know, truth is under attack today. And that's really the first reason why truth matters. Because we live in an age when truth and reality itself are not only being attacked, but they're being redefined. In other words, we're changing all of the price tags on all of the items that really matter in life today. We're living in a culture where we are reinventing not only what is true and false and what is right and wrong, but we are actually altering the nature of reality itself. Human beings on planet Earth now don't know what is real anymore. And, you know, some of this stuff sounds like some sort of science fiction horror movie where you're living in this altered state where you're the only person that knows what's real. But that's where we're living right now. You know, Isaiah 5:20 says this. It says, "Woe to those who call good evil and evil good." And what we're seeing right now in our world in regards to truth is that if a person feels something, if I feel like climate change is going to eradicate humanity from the planet in 5 years or 10 years or 12 years, then it's real. If I feel like the president is going to put homosexuals in concentration camps, then it's real. That's what's truth. That's what truth is. If I feel like I am not the gender that was assigned to me at birth by God, then I must not be that gender anymore. If I feel like a girl and I'm really a man, then I must be a girl. I say, Jeff, that's obviously insane. That goes against obvious reality. It's like saying the earth is flat. It's like saying that, you know, the sky isn't blue, or, you know, that we don't have skin on our bodies or something. You said no one would believe that. It's one thing for, you know, a segment of people to embrace that idea. It's quite another thing for culture itself to buy into it. Everything from the arts to education to government, we're all buying into this fact. And if someone says they're a girl, then you are forced to accept that they're another sex, they're another gender. That, my friends, is an attack on truth. And we, those of us with common sense, know these things are not true, but yet we look around us and we go, wait a minute, but all these people are believing it. They're accepting it and they're believing it. And they're capitulating and caving into whatever culture tells them to do. And what happens is there begins to be this momentum type thing that develops. So the one reason truth matters is because truth and reality are being redefined right now. We're living in this strange age. Along with that, the second reason, and I touched on this a little bit, is that self-affirmation, self-worth, and self-validation are the new oxygen. Okay? In other words, people crave self-worth and self-validation so badly that they will go to any lengths to get it. This is why you see people and they are absolutely mesmerized by the digital phone device in their hand. They can't put it down. They can't stop checking it. And maybe it's true a little bit more for maybe millennials or the younger generation, you know, Generation Z, for younger people than it is potentially for older people, although a lot of older people are the same way. But we have to see how many likes we have. We have to see how many people are paying attention to us, how many people say, give us that sort of self-affirmation for what we're doing. And what that does is that it transforms our concept of what is true about ourselves rather than looking at God. You know, you have a lot of people in the world today that are making millions of dollars by telling people simply, you're worth it. You're worth it. You're okay just like you are. And that kind of thinking has crept into the church. And we think that somehow, some way, it's wrong for us to think that we're not worthy. We're not supposed to think like that, we say. No, we're supposed to think that we're worthy. We're enough. We're enough and we're worthy. The Bible says you're not worthy. You're very unworthy. You're not lovely. You're not desirable. That's what makes God's grace God's grace. We're born in sin. We're dead in sin. We're detestable before God in terms of our sin. And yet, God loves us anyway. Let me tell you who's worthy. Jesus Christ was worthy. That's the one whose sacrifice God accepted. You were not worthy enough to die for. You have become valuable to Him because He has chosen to place His love on us. But guess what, friend? Your validation doesn't come from just declaring yourself to be worthy. That's a falsehood. That's not a truth. So that's a second reason, is because we're in this age where self-affirmation and self-worth are the new oxygen, and people are craving it. They'll do anything to get it. And that is why these self-help preachers and people that are telling folks they're okay, you're worthy, you're enough, pat yourself on the back, look yourself in the mirror and say, I love you, all these things. That's why these people are raking in millions, because they're telling people exactly what they want to hear. Third reason why truth matters is because God's truth is hated and despised in a post-Christian pagan culture. You say, what culture are you talking about, Jeff? Well, I'm talking about the United States of America, for one thing, as well as the rest of the world. You see, when you speak the truth of God, people are going to not just disagree with, we're way past disagreement. I mean, the last time someone just disagreed with me about something or disagreed with you, those days are far gone. They don't care about disagreeing with you. In fact, disagreement is just like the leapfrog step that people go over. Now, they didn't care to disagree with you. They just automatically hate you. Now, how do we know that this is true? Let me give you a couple of verses here. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul told Timothy, he says that the days will come when people will not endure sound doctrine. Well, what is sound doctrine? The truth, God's truth. And he says, in that day, he says that they will want to have their ears tickled. There's that self-affirmation thing going on. And it says they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires. So they'll accumulate around themselves teachers to tell them what they want to hear, to tell them the things that make them feel good about themselves. And it says they will turn their ears away from, oh, there it is, the truth. The truth. Now, what is the truth? The truth is what God says it is, because God is truth, right? And it says they'll turn aside to myths. That's another fancy word for lies. Let me give you another scripture here. In John chapter 3, beginning in verse 19, I mean, this is really interesting too, because you don't hear many people talk about this when they talk about Jesus Christ. Well, this is what it says in John 3:19. And this is the judgment, that light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light. Well, why would they do that? Well, he tells us, because their deeds are evil. If you're doing something bad in the dark, you certainly don't want the lights to be turned on, right? He says, for everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. Duh. And so as Christians, we're called to be truth bearers in the world. And Jesus later on said, that's going to get you into trouble. And we're going to talk about more about Christ and how we respond to the world here in just a few minutes. But listen to this. John 15, verse 18. Jesus said, if the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. Wait a minute. Back up, Jeff. Jesus was Mr. Love. He was kind, gentle Jesus. But here Jesus himself is saying, no, it hates me. These people hate me. Why? Well, let's keep reading. He says, if you were of the world, the world would love its own. That's why if you just do what the world says to do and believe what the world says to believe and go along with all the popular fads and the trends and everything else that's happening in the world today, you'll be fine. Don't rock the boat. Don't dare speak out against evil in our world because evil rules and people want you to just toe the party line, right? If you were of the world would love its own, but because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world. That's what the word church means, by the way, called out of. Therefore, the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know the one who sent me. So Jesus is making a chain connection here. He's saying, look, if they hate you, it means they hate me. And if they hate me, it means they hate my Father. So if someone hates the truth that you tell them about the Bible, it simply means one thing. They hate God. So don't take it personally. Jesus goes on to say, if I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. In other words, they wouldn't even know that they're in this sin because they're so blind because of their culture and because of their own evil hearts. He said, if I had not come and told them about sin, they wouldn't even know they have sin, because they know they have sin because of me. Now they hate me. Then he says, he who hates me hates my Father also. I mean, it's amazing. And so the deal is that Jesus is just saying that if you tell the truth in an increasingly depraved world and society, then they're going to hate you. And I'm following up from, you know, this podcast about celebrity conversions here. I hope they're true. I hope they're authentic. I'm cheering them on. Go. But watch this. If they keep talking about Jesus and they talk about the things the Bible says that are right and wrong and good and wholesome and true, the world is going to hate them. Now, listen carefully to what I'm about to say. That doesn't mean that every human being in the world is going to turn against you, all right? Some people's response to Christians and their truth is to ignore them. Some people's response is to make fun of them. Some people's response is to criticize them. And some people's response is to hate them. But Jesus is saying that you will not go into this world with my message and not be hated. Now, I'm going to come back to that in just a minute. So the third reason is because God's truth is despised in a post-Christian pagan culture. Number four, Satan is the father of lies. That's why truth matters today, is because we have an enemy that is actively and proactively promoting lies. John 8:44, Jesus said Satan is the father of lies. He is the inventor of lies. All the way back to Genesis chapter 3 in saying that in questioning, did God really say? In Revelation 12:9, he's called the deceiver of the world. So reason number four why truth matters is because we have an enemy that is fighting against the truth and trying to twist the truth and misrepresent the truth and pervert the truth into something that it's not. And here's the final reason why truth matters. Because Jesus is the truth. He is the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In other words, Christ is the embodiment of God. John 1:14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. John 1:18, we beheld his glory. Glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. There it is. So Jesus is the truth because he's the embodiment of God. Secondly, he's also the revealer of reality. You know, we talked about earlier about, you know, what's real. People are redefining what is real. Jesus Christ defines what is real. In John 8 and verse 45, Jesus says this. He says, "But because I speak the truth, you do not believe me." Because I speak the truth, you don't believe me. Jesus is claiming to be the truth. He claims to speak the truth. And the reason people have a problem with that is because it is in direct contrast to what they have accepted as true and real in their life. I mean, just imagine someone knocking on your door one day and some guy has a piece of paper in his hand and he says to you, "Hey, this is not your home. This is my home. And I've got the documents here to prove it." Now, you've been living there for 20 years, but all of a sudden, here's a guy saying it's not your home anymore. Now, that's disturbing enough. That would upset you, I imagine. It would upset me. But what if he was right? What if somehow, in this weird legal loophole kind of thing, he actually had ownership to your home and you had to move? Wouldn't that be horrible? Well, that plays with your whole sense of reality. You think it's your home. Well, guess what? That's where the world is today. These people genuinely believe what they believe. I don't think people are just making up and pretending. I think they've completely bought into the lie of Satan. And so when we come and say, "Hey, wait a minute, Jesus is reality, Jesus is truth," you're messing with their life. You're messing with their happiness. You're messing with their oxygen flow. You're messing with their sense of reality. You're messing with what they've always believed is true and right and good for themselves. You're telling them they are not who they think they are. Wow. No wonder they hate you, right? Another reason under this whole point of Jesus is the truth is that he's also, because he's the truth, he is the exclusive way to the Father. He's the exclusive way to heaven. And, you know, Jesus says, "No man." That Greek phrase there just means no man. It means nobody. Not one human being, not one single solitary soul will go to heaven except through Jesus Christ and through his shed blood on the cross. Jesus claimed to be the exclusive access to the Father. He said in Matthew chapter 7 that he is the narrow way and the narrow gate. And there's a wide way that leads to destruction, but this narrow gate leads to life. It leads to life. Now, let's just, you know, wrap this thing up by saying this. You say, "Wait a minute, Jeff. I thought love was the greatest thing. Should we just go out and love people?" And, you know, this is where most Christians and most churches are today. If I love someone, I'm not going to offend them. If I love someone, I'm not going to tell them the truth, even though they're in sin, they're doing what's wrong. If I love someone as a church, then I'm just going to make Bible studies and services and programs and sermons and all these little presentations in a way that just makes people happy. If we do that, if we make Christianity so fun, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't have fun as Christians at all. I'm just saying if our primary goal is to simply and only love people, then my friend, not a human being will come to Jesus, not one. You say, "How can you say that?" Because it requires the truth to come to Christ. You don't come to Christ through just knowing that you're loved by a Christian or feeling good from a Christian. You come to Christ through the truth that God has sent his Son, Jesus Christ. And by the way, that truth is shared in love. And even when you tell someone the dark reality of their eternal destiny in hell, that is the most loving thing you could ever do. If you tell them, "No, you're not a woman, you're still a man. Let me help you." You're offending them, but you're telling them the truth. Love tells the truth. That's what love really does. So nobody's going to go to heaven just simply because you love them. Now, you should love them, but that's not enough. You got to tell them the truth. You have to tell them. And for some people, this is going to be a shocking, you know, revelation here, is that Jesus is the only way, and every other way that you're trying to get to heaven, it ain't going to work, buddy. Jesus Christ is the only way. Think of it this way. Love is our billboard, but truth is our microphone. Love is our billboard, but truth is our microphone. My friends, that's why truth really matters. And we need God's truth in this world today. In just a second, I want to come back and just share with you why I believe that you can have a huge difference in helping the world see that truth. I'll come back in just a second and tell you about that. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Vintage Truth Podcast. Please subscribe and share with a friend. For more about Jeff's ministry, go to jeffkinley.com.
Hey, friends, it's Jeff Kinley. Hey, listen, I know that podcast is really kind of hard-hitting. It's kind of like, whoa, this is raw truth. This is kind of heavy stuff. And it is, but that's exactly the nature of truth. And I want you to know that the Vintage Truth Podcast, the reason I'm doing these things, the reason I produce these podcasts for you is because I want you to be not only convinced of the truth yourself, but thoroughly equipped so that you can share it with other people as well. And you are such an incredible, integral part of me being able to do this. And right now, the Vintage Truth Podcast is being heard in just about 70 countries all over the world. And I have no idea who these people are, but I'm just really grateful that God is using this little podcast that I'm making each week, twice a week, to help reach people all over the world. And one way you can partner with me in doing that is by simply being a monthly contributor to this podcast. And the way you do that is simply by going to jeffkinley.com and click on that donate tab. If you'd like to do this on a monthly basis, that'd be great too. Hey, and one more thing. My calling on my life is to declare God's vintage truth until I have one more breath left in me. That's my calling in life in terms of my public ministry. If you or your church or your Bible study group is interested in bringing me in to speak somewhere, I would love to talk to you about that. In fact, I've just brought on a person, a very close friend of mine, to help me to sift through some of the requests that I get that people send. Her name is Angeline, and Angeline would love to talk to you about that. Listen, go to jeffkinley.com and click on the speakers tab, and you can see Angeline's picture there in her email. And just shoot her an email, say, hey, tell me more about Jeff Kinley coming to my group, and she'd love to talk to you. God bless. Thanks for listening.